You have done well. I will take this one back with me. But first, let us see what the darkness has provided us with. Remove his clothing. A fine specimen.
Silence! We know not which land he comes from, and as such we cannot expect him to know or even understand our customs. As such, we will not punish him for speaking against me, and we will not punish you for accidentally cutting his skin.
You, my new slave, are in the Underdark. You were very lucky to come upon us. I'm afraid the alternative would most likely have been you thirsting to death. There are many monsters down here, but I'm afraid the sheer size of this place makes encountering us unlikely. I apologize for not stating my business earlier, specifically before one of my guards removed your clothing. I understand that you do not know where you are, but that does not spare you of your fate. You have entered our lands, and as such are our responsibility. In following the new queen, we have been granted longer lives and better looks, but at the cost of the males in our kingdom. It is true that thanks to longevity we are flourishing as a society, but our numbers must rise in order to expand. Our laws for trespassers such as yourself were once harsh. In fact, if you hadn't been killed by this point, you most likely would have wished you were. Females were rare in that time. To waste more resources on another man would have been absurd. Luckily, our old patron god was happy to accept sacrifices. That was 2 centuries ago. It has taken us a long time to perfect the rules and expand the Underdark so that your kind could wander into our lands. But at last it would appear that the fruits of our labor are finally being shown to us.
Bind him and we shall be on our way.
Do not fret, Toy. You will be cherished, for you are the first.
Let us be on our way. Gentle! If he is harmed, I shall make your punishment 1,000 times worse than whatever injury you inflicted. All of you are incompetent.
Human, what is wrong?
He needs water. We should recheck our tunnels. Perhaps introduce flora around the entrances where the Underdark's cool temperatures do not reach. If any humans die, it will not be easy to have them differentiate us now from the barbarians we were in the past. Thank you.
Drink. I hope that you forgive us of this. You are the first human male to wander into the Underdark since we changed our ways.
Leave us! The new queen was desperate to make us comply, and I have the power to do whatever is necessary to ensure her plan works, and that includes making an example of one of my own. Now leave!
Our new queen was finding it challenging to change our dogma. The scars left behind the old god were still visible in our society. There are those who will see you as nothing, but I believe that a middle ground has to be found. It is true that you are our slave, but not in the sense that we care little for you. When I first communed with the new queen, it was hard for us to reach an understanding. In the end, she used magic on me. She simply called it the spell. It filled in so many gaps that I had in my mind. When I was originally the queen of Dro, these gaps were filled by the devotion I had for the old god. The old god filled our hearts with malice and brutality. We did terrible things to both ourselves and so many others. I personally have sanctioned the bloodshed of so many innocent people in the name of a god who merely wished to cause harm. But that is behind us. Are you well enough to stand? Good. Let me get those bindings off of you. Why don't we lie down? I'll show you to our room. Why did I lock it? Oh, no reason. Well, you look so tired. You should lie down. Poor thing. Are you stuck? Why don't I help you with that? What's wrong? Is this turning you on? Don't lie. You like being tied up under me. You like the mixture of fear and arousal. Such a naughty boy. Oh, it looks like I'm naked too. And your cock looks so hard. Why don't I just play with it a little? Up and down, slow and even. You don't even realize what I'm doing to you, do you? Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you. But you will be begging by the end of this. But for now, let's just focus on stroking you. Your balls look nice and full. Are you pent up? Oh, that makes my job easier. Your cock already wants to spill, which will make getting you to the edge so much faster. You know, after a few hundred years of having men being under you, you start to pick up on their body language. Granted, I would imagine most of them would kill to be in your shoes right now. Most of the time they're strung up and edged for days by some bored noblewoman. But here you are, on my bed, lying down, and being edged by the queen. But that's not important. What is important is that I know how you react to touch. I know what sounds you make when you're close. I know how hard you get just before you burst. And I know how much you twitch when you see, when monsters became monster girls, their gimmick was based on what they were best known for. Manticores have their tails, Arachne have their silk, and I have my natural dominance. You're starting to let out some pre-cum. That's good. I like seeing pre-cum because it mirrors how much pleasure you're receiving. One thing my queen taught me was that pleasure and pain go hand in hand. Now, after brutally edging someone and asking them if it hurt, would they say yes? Maybe. But was it actual pain? No. It just feels like it because of sensitivity and natural instincts. In a sense, jerking a cock off is almost like torturing someone. except when it comes to edging, the goal is not to cause the cock to break and come. It's about finding that sweet spot. Just enough pleasure to keep it going, but not enough to cause an orgasm. And stop. You know, I remember a few hundred years ago, I saw a male in the streets and thought that he was a little too cocky. I propositioned him. I bet he thought that if he fucked me hard enough, he would have my throne. Was he correct? We'll never know. There's a door directly across from this one that leads to a room designed for sexual torture. We're talking some real kinky shit. But I'm not that cruel. This is your first day in this world, and I actually would like to have you not fear me. The only reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to know that I'm being nice by just doing this to you. I think I should keep stroking for this part. Anyways, he walks all high and mighty, but is too dumb to realize that he didn't exactly walk into a bedroom. By the time he laid eyes on the contraptions in the room, I had already locked him in. Naturally, this scared him. He tried to attack me and take my key. Human, let this be a lesson. I am stronger than I look. That dro didn't stand a chance. And his punishment? He got to be my plaything. I have a few favorite contraptions and setups. The milking table, simple in design but so flawless in execution. You just strap them in, and the only thing they can do is feel as whoever's under them toy with them. There's the reverse glory hole. The idea of a glory hole usually implies that there's a woman in a box waiting to pleasure men. Now unwilling participants aren't exactly efficient. Luckily, we're talking about an overconfident, horny elf who thought he could fuck me into submission. The idea is stick him in a tight room so that his hard cock has to stick out of a hole. And whenever my guards get a break, they use him. It's a land of opposite by edging him, but it still works. You like me talking about this, don't you? You sick fuck. I guess I have to stop stroking now. No? What about if I go faster? Do you like that? Do you like having your cock stroked against your will? Are you going to burst? Are you going to spill your seed all over my hand? Oh, baby. You have no idea what kind of torment you're in for. Anyways, my last favorite one utilizes ropes to string the slave up. With a combination of pulleys, I can move him like a marionette. That's the one I went with because it was the only one that didn't look like anything. By the time he realized what it was too late. I just pulled the lever up and he went. It took me a little bit to remove his clothes, but it was worth it. In case you're wondering, he did have a reason to be confident. Not that it mattered. Now back to stroking. So I toyed with him for hours on end, and then I left him there. I rarely let him come. I didn't have any rhyme or reason for when I allowed it, because if I was on a schedule, it would ruin the whole experience. But that doesn't mean he didn't know when I planned to let him come. I would play closer to the edge than usual. Kind of like I am with you now. Don't get your hopes up, though. One time after a particularly tedious day, I locked myself in that room and played with him for almost 24 hours. You see, pre-cum is actually nutrition in high quantities, and he was so on the edge that pre-cum was constantly falling from his cock. I think I had him teetering on the edge for 16 hours. I sometimes wonder what that feels like. On rare occasions, I even envy that position. He was aware that I was having too much fun with him to get rid of him, which made him softer than most of the male population. Sure, at the start he was grueling for him, and after the first hour his reactions were much slower, and it was almost like he was in a trance. Those whispers and moans were so fucking hot. Kind of like the whimpers and moans you're making now. I know you like my story. I can see it. And I know that you're thinking about it. You're imagining what it would be like to be strung up, watching me under you, playing with your cock, just stroking so precisely with my mouth directly under your tip, your pre-cum dripping directly into my mouth, and my warm breath tickling your tip, and just going for hours and hours, feeling like your cum is right at your tip, only to recede just enough not to spill over. Not even having the energy to struggle anymore. Wondering when it'll happen. Wondering how it'll happen. So many possibilities when you're that close to an orgasm. One lick. One quick tug. One short breath. Wondering if I'll say anything. Wondering if I'll be mean or sweet. Something like mean. Release your filth, your worthless sack. Or maybe something like gentle. That's it. Just let it all out, baby boy. Good boy. Feel as I milk all your cum out of you. I can tell you like the latter. I'm gonna be honest. Seeing you like this makes me want to choose the latter as well. I'll tell you what. If you ask me to edge directly on the edge, I promise to do the latter. Say, please, mistress, please edge my cock. Good boy. Oh, that's it. Take it. Good boy. Oh, I didn't take you as the type to enjoy this, but pleasure does strange things to people. Sex to me isn't about pleasure as much as it is about power. I'm not like the other monster girls who will make you come over and over again because they can't express their love normally. I love you. There. That's how I profess my love. I do, in fact, love you. But sex to me is more of a game than it is a means to an end. And I love playing this game with the man I love because it's a lot more personal than playing this game with the slaves I didn't love. Part of the transformation thing changed to have sex like this work differently than a punishment. We've both established that you enjoy being edged, So why even call it a punishment? I'm going to tell you the honest truth. It has been years since I did this to anyone. Since I've made anyone reach this stage of edging. The stage where you're lying there and looking up with me with half-open eyes that are somehow full of desire and adoration. You see, compliments are nice, but the best way to get me to know how you feel is to listen to what I say. Being queen here is merely a status thing, which occasionally results in me communing with gods. We aren't a warrior race, and we have no enemies down here. If I ask you to do something, it's most likely going to end with me doing this to you. Whether it being here, or in my arms somewhere, or strapped down, know this is how I plan to reward you. Too many monsters and people think that sex is about instant pleasure, and they're wrong. It's about a slow build. A build that leads to one party submitting to the other. So now that you have been properly edged, will you submit to me? Good boy. Oh, come for me, baby boy. Come for your queen. Let it all out. Oh, good boy. Keep letting it out. I'm going to milk out every last drop. There you go. Oh, good boy. Just keep spasming and coming. Good boy. There. You are most likely tired. Fatigue is a common outcome as a strong orgasm usually takes a lot out of the body. Do not worry. I have informed my personal courier to send word to my servants as you arrived. I have prepared accordingly. Drink this. I need you to stay healthy. No, I want you to stay healthy. I had fun today. Did you? That is good. I was not sure how harsh I should have been. While it is natural for my kind to take upon a harsher tone, I do feel a sense of glee upon speaking to you in a softer manner. Tomorrow I'll start to work on getting you accustomed to my contraptions. I'm considering starting with the milking table and edging you for a few hours before putting you in the reverse glory hole once your load has been properly prepared. Well, if you must know, the primary practice for our kind as far as reproduction is one strong orgasm is more potent than many more normal orgasms. As such, the mating process involves a ritual where I'll edge you for the better part of a day for an entire week. That's at least 13 hours of edging every day for an entire week. But on the second to last day, we will have a short session and then rest until the shadow of darkness, your twilight. I will edge you nonstop until the shadow of darkness arrives again on the following day, and I must keep you on edge for at least 12 of the 24 hours. Just as your twilight happens, I will take you inside of me and use my cunt to drain out every drop of sperm that I've had you built up over the past week. We will then sleep in that position. The tradition states that if I'm asleep with my body, it will be easier to impregnate and guarantee conception as close to twilight as possible. That is the time the first drow was thought to have been born. Once our child becomes of age, she will rule in my place. The of age thing is strange. Usually refers to when they are ready. Also, the plants in the Underdark naturally consist of fungi, which releases spores, which contains nutrients needed from the sun. It also allows elves to release an ore that increases the lifespan of anyone near them. So don't worry about missing our child coming of age. Unless you're only worried about not living to see what I can do to your cock without having to be the queen. I'm joking. But really, this was just the tip of the iceberg. So, I really suggest you sleep. I'll wrap my arms around you. Unless you prefer to sleep bound. I love you.